This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. It's a big weekend in Hollywood. Of course, the Academy Awards are tomorrow night, and you've got people like Cate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock and Bruce Dern and Leonardo DiCaprio and Christian Bale and Meryl Streep and Judi Dench and on and on and on. Movies like American Hustle and Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street. Those are all nominated to win Best Picture. But at the other end of the spectrum is the other big award ceremony that will happen in Hollywood. This one not tomorrow night, but tonight. It is the 34th time that John Wilson and his friends have handed out the Golden Raspberry Awards, a.k.a. the Razzies. Those are for the worst movies and actors of the year. And I've invited John to join me this morning and talk a little bit about it. John, welcome to America Weekend. Where will the Razzies take place tonight?
We are actually in Hollywood. You can see from the window of the venue we're at. It's called Ignited Spaces on Hollywood Boulevard. We can actually see the theater where they're giving out the Little Gold Naked Men tomorrow night. And we can also see the Hollywood sign, but I was surprised to discover this when we were rehearsing the other night. The Hollywood sign is not lit at night. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either, not living in Hollywood.
Apparently they didn't pay their electric bill. I don't know.
Well, let's talk about some of the nominees you have this year. I'm actually a little disappointed because, you know, the Oscars have 9 Best Picture awards. You only got 6 mm-hmm. Worst Picture awards, and to me, there are some that you overlooked. I can't believe that A Good Day to Die Hard isn't on your list anywhere.
It was on the preliminary list, which may or may not make you happy. The way we do this is throughout the year, we have a forum where we have people post their ideas of what we should be looking at, the reasons they think we should. I put links up for box office information, credits at IMDb, reviews at Rotten Tomatoes, and then the official site or Facebook page so you can see how they tried to convince you this movie wasn't as bad as it is.
Yeah.
And from all of that material, we come up with a dozen to 15 choices in each of the categories and finally come up with 5 nominees in each of them. And every year there's stuff that, you know, could have been in there that didn't quite make it. But this is about 750 people voted in the nominating process. This is their opinion, isn't just mine. And I don't always entirely agree with what they choose. But for Worst Picture this year, we have After Earth, the one with Will and Jaden Smith as father and son, that was made to help the son's career, and it really just stomped on it because the movie bombed from almost every perspective.
Yep.
Grown Ups 2, which is Adam Sandler back again. He's what we call a Razzie repeat offender.
Uh-huh.
The Lone Ranger, which I don't know why you would spend $250 million to remake something nobody remembers.
The single biggest flop in Disney history.
Yes, they publicly took a $200 million write-off on that film.
Wow.
Much less expensive, arguably successful at the box office, but still not a good movie. Medea Christmas, which is, I can't remember if it's the 7th or 8th Medea movie that Tyler Perry's done with the wig and the dress. He is nominated for Worst Actress in that.
Yep.
And then the one that our members apparently do see this stuff, a movie almost nobody but our members, I think, even know exists, a thing called Movie 43, which is about 4 dozen really well-known actors in a series of skits that are trying to make jokes out of things like Hugh Jackman with a scrotum on his neck, Chloe Moretz having her first menstrual period. I mean, it's... Ugh.
The 43 refers to number of people who paid to see it.
Or the IQ of everyone involved. I don't know.
Possibly. But there was no room in because you limited it to 5, not like the Oscars. I thought it was 6, but it's actually just 5. No room for not just Good Day to Die Hard, but Oz the Great and Powerful or Elysium or Man of Steel. Was last year a particularly bad year at the movies? You've been doing this for 3.5 decades.
Well, the interesting thing that Hollywood should have learned something from last year, but it doesn't look like it so far this year. The big budget, highly hyped stuff fell on its butt repeatedly throughout the year. Even though Man of Steel did gross something like $200 million, it cost more than that. You've got RIPD, which didn't get in there. Lone Ranger is like the poster child for that.
Yeah.
And then at the other end of the scale, and this is a hopeful sign, an awful lot of little, very personal movies came from out of nowhere and made big bucks,
mm-hmm.
like 12 Years a Slave or The Butler or what was it? The Way, Way Back, wasn't that?
Yeah.
And what I think the audience is trying to tell the industry, and the industry, it's going to take them a while to learn this, we want movies that the people who made them, they didn't just make them because you handed them money. They made them because they cared about the material.
Right.
That's what, you know, and a lot of that stuff, deservedly, is on the other folks' list for the Oscars tomorrow night.
You have had some of the big actress winners actually show up. There's a very famous YouTube clip from one of your ceremonies of Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
So very happy to have won it, or pretending to be happy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I never in my life thought I would be up here winning a Razzie. I mean, it's not like I ever aspired to be here. But thank you.
I know Sandra Bullock showed up one year. I find it amusing that you don't get any of the comedians who show up in these horrible movies. I'm talking about you, Adam Sandler. None of these people who supposedly have a sense of humor will come.
Yeah, Adam Sandler, I thought it was funny. He has the distinction of having starred in the only movie ever to win every single award we gave a couple of years ago. It won 10 Razzies in 10 categories. By the end of that ceremony, the audience, when we opened the envelope, they were just saying, it's got to be Jack and Jill. But that year, we did the show on April Fool's weekend just to see if that might work better for us than the night before the Oscars. And the night before our show, he was in L.A. to accept, I think it's called a Kids' Choice Award. And he made a beeline to the airport, flew out of town, and gosh, was not available to come to our show the very next day. I do think if you're a comedian and you just keep making stuff that isn't funny, you kind of have to own it. And you're right. An awful lot of these people who sell themselves as having a sense of humor don't when it comes to stuff like this.
Maybe you need to televise your show.
We're working on it. Our next year, we will be 35 years old. We think that's a pretty impressive number.
Yep.
And we are hoping to have either a webcast, a broadcast, or some other means for the public to see this event that we put on. We actually do a full-on show with an opening number and presenters and clips. And you know, if you weren't paying attention, you might think it was a flattering show. It's obviously not.
Well, you have a special category this year. I know in the past you've done Worst Excuse for a Horror Movie and Worst Eye Gouging Misuse of 3D.
That's one of my favorites. We actually, this year, we don't, because we were trying to streamline the show. We're also trying something slightly different. Our curtain time tonight is 9 p.m. because we're on the same day as another event that the industry takes very seriously, but the public doesn't seem to know much about. It's called the Spirit Awards.
Yeah.
But we aren't this year. We talked about doing a special category for the big budget turkey, but that's not competition. That's mathematical, and that would be Lone Ranger, which is all over the ballot.
Have you ever heard from any of the producers, directors, not the actors, but people who've been involved in these movies, even from a key grip? Have you ever run into any of them and said, you know what, you were absolutely right. That one deserved the Razzie.
Well, we've negotiated trying to get people to show. In fact, we do know our winners, obviously, and we're trying all week to try to get somebody to show up. Publicly, they won't. Privately, many of them do, you know, come on, when the grosses are that awful and the reviews are that bad,
yeah,
you know it.
Has there ever been an Oscar Razzie combo for any movie? It won at both events?
There twice in our history, and we've had the exact same thing nominated for both. It didn't win either time. Amy Irving as Barbara Streisand's wife in Yentl, and James Coco as Marsha Mason's gay best friend in a thing called Only When I Laugh. The closest thing to that is Sandra Bullock won both an Oscar and a Razzie the same year, but for two different films.
I remember that.
I think this is an extraordinary award, and I didn't realize that in Hollywood, that all you have to do is say you show up, and then you get it. Because had I known that, I would have said I was appearing at the Oscars a long time ago.
John Wilson, yeah. The founder of the Golden Raspberry Awards, their 34th annual ceremony will take place in Hollywood tonight. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you. I'll sign off with the traditional...
There's your raspberry. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.